Okay, so I've actually decided what I want to do with this channel. Okay, and what I'm going to do with this channel is I'm actually going to just document my entire business journey with this Xander Consulting channel over probably the next like 5 to 10 years. I know that sounds really crazy and that sounds really extreme, but one thing about myself is like I've always been extremely dedicated and I've always been extremely like consistent with things I really enjoy and with things I want to be resilient in. So with that said, I think I can provide everybody in here a lot of value, okay, with the things that I'm about to tell you. So today is episode one of how to start a business. Today is episode one of how to become a millionaire. And what we're going to do is we're going to break down some of the trials and tribulations that I've been through, a lot of the failures and a lot of the things that I've learned along the way. So that way I can actually help you not make these exact same mistakes that I've had to make time and time again and spend hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars on things that didn't work and ruin, you know, a lot of sleepless nights and mental well-being because of it. So with that said, I formally believe that in order for anybody to give some sort of business advice, in order for anybody to give some sort of make money advice, you're going to have to actually have something to show for yourself. So me, I'm 26 years old. I've been an entrepreneur since I was 19. Okay, over the past like 2.5 years, I've done over $4 million in sales on my online businesses. And this has been done through a variety of methods with finding product market fit, actually giving people solutions that they're wanting answers to, and then crafting movements and brands along the way so that way people actually resonate with the messages that I've been saying. With that said, in today's video, in episode one, we're going to discuss something that I learned from my good old friend Zuckerberg, okay? Because this is one of the issues that I had. So, the title of today's video is Start with the Problem, okay? Start with the problem first in business, the problem that you're solving. And I'm going to explain to you what that means and why so many people get this wrong, with myself included. So, when I went into business, when I was young, okay, I went into business because I wanted to own a company. Now, looking back, I see just how stupid that was. Like looking back to say, I want to run a business because I want to have a company and I want to have a team is probably the stupidest thing possible. Because here's the fact. When you come at it from that point, although it sounds cool and although it sounds awesome and it sounds really fun and you get to have all these people that work with you or work for you, it comes with a lot of headache. Because here's the fact, if you want to own a business or a company just to say you own a business or own a company, it's rooted in ego, right? It's also for your own self-fulfillment. And the truth, this is the hardest part and the hardest pill to swallow, the market just doesn't care. And that was the hard part that I had to actually let sink into myself. The only way to have a flourishing business, if you do want a company, is you have to start with the problem first. And the problem first is, what problem are you actually solving in the marketplace? And is there a need for that problem to be solved? Okay. The reason why this is episode number one is because what this takes is, this actually takes critical thinking. And this is something that almost every single entrepreneur right now, especially entrepreneurs in the internet space, the internet marketing space, the guru space, the funnel space, it's so filled with, it's so much bullshit. Like, it's just so bullshit ridden. Because what it is it's the next guru, the next influencer, the next marketer claiming they know something about business, claiming they have the secret pill or the magic formula. And then it's copy my three-step process, copy my funnel scripts and my webinar process, go clone an exact course or info product or ebook exactly like I just did, and then let it rain and hopefully you make a profit. That's not how life works. And that's not how business works. The truth is, people only pay for problems that are actually existing in their life and to get those problems overcame and solved. And there are so many instances in my life where I have actually made that mistake by going into products, going into markets, not actually analyzing product market fit and not actually analyzing if there's a need for what it is that I'm doing. So I'll give you an example, okay? My first business was CZ Fitness. I started off in the fitness industry. And despite me knowing my shit, despite me having hundreds of testimonials, despite me showing that I can get people a result, the fact is, like, there's so much fitness influencers, so many fitness products out there. And not even just the guru fitness influencers or products. We're talking, there's Nutrisystem, Weight Watchers, there's Orange Theory Fitness, like yada, yada, yada. The problem for fitness has already been solved. With that said, even if obesity skyrocketing and more people are in worse shape than ever, the problem has already been solved to some degree, where most people know that there is access to information, tons of courses, tons of trainers out there to solve that problem. It's an industry that has already been done. It's going to be very hard to recreate that industry and come at it from a unique way to gain any sort of traction in a way that somebody would want that problem to be solved, when every single method and variation of how to work out has probably been done before. So the reason why this is so hard, and see, that's just one example. The reason why this is so hard for so many people is because they're entrepreneurs in a sense, but what they really have become is funnel marketers and copycats. What it takes to run a great business, what it takes to build a great product, what it takes to actually build something of value in this world is you have to be able to think critically for yourself. And thinking critically for yourself means not following the herd. It means realizing the herd of sheep is probably headed off the cliff because they're blindly following, and you're willing to go a different direction. And that takes critical thinking, and that's really scary. Let's just admit that right now, that that's really scary. Okay, because what you are then as an entrepreneur is you're a visionary, and you're willing to think critically, and you're willing to say, hey, I don't care what any of these funnel scripts, I don't care what any of these marketers, I don't care what anybody says, I believe in myself enough where I'm going to take an objective look at the world. Here's the world, here's the globe. I'm going to take a look at how people are living, how people are behaving, what people are needing. I'm going to use my own brain and my expertise to solve their problems for them, because I can see a new opportunity or an opportunity of a problem that has not been solved the right way or to the degree that it is needed to be solved. And because of that, I'm really passionate about solving that problem, and I'm going to fight tooth and nail through hell and high water to go and solve that problem for them. It all starts with the problem. That's just part one. If you do not see a problem in the marketplace, or if the problem has already been solved, you don't need to go into business and do it. It's already done. The reason why you don't see a lot of computer companies popping up is because we already have MacBooks. I'm shooting this right now, this audio, on my MacBook on GarageBand. The problem's been solved. There's already audio software. There's already computers. We don't need more of them. So what are the industry leaders? Well, the industry leaders is probably like Dell and Mac. Well, what does that mean? That means everybody goes and buys that already, because it's already known and the problem has already been solved. If the problem has already been solved, there's no use in going into it. Somebody already did that. So this has nothing to do with you copying the next marketer or the next influencer. This takes you actually critical thinking, and takes you thinking critically and looking at the world from an outside objective place and saying, hey, what do people need? What can I give them? What can I dedicate my life to building for them, to serve them? That's just part one of this. There's part two of this problem theory, though. Not only does it have to be a problem in the world, but it has to be a problem people want to fix, and it has to be fixed the way that they want it to be fixed. See, I learned this lesson from when I was selling majority of masculinity training and coaching to specific married men who had marriages that were struggling. Okay, they had a huge pain point. A lot of times their marriage was struggling for a lot of years. The problem was drastic. The risk of losing their family and half their finances was so deep, but yet they oftentimes did not want to take that leap of faith and solve it. They did not necessarily want to solve it the way that would get them results. They wanted to solve it their way. And oftentimes their way was still leading them astray and burning the bridge that would have left them to actually having success. So this isn't to say that that's an untapped market, right? There's a chance that I did not have the messaging on point or correct. But the thing that I'm trying to get across is there's a difference between situational problems like that and day-to-day problems people are facing. And what that means is not only do you have to have a problem you can analyze in the marketplace, but you have to be able to solve that problem their way that they want to actually transact cash for it. This is one of the hardest things. For some of you, before you're debating going into business, I would watch this video 5 times over, because is there a need is there a need to have the problem solved that you actually want? And then not only that, once you have gained clear critical thinking and you have said yes, that this problem is not being solved correctly in the marketplace or at all, then you have to ask, how does the market want that solved, and are they actually willing to pay for that problem to be solved? If you can ace both of those pieces, you can now actually compete in a category of one. And competition becomes irrelevant. It no longer matters how many gurus are doing it. It no longer matters how many influencers are doing it. If it has not been done the right way that the market needs and wants, that's where you make your cash. And that's how you transact millions of dollars at a high profit. And that's where you start to actually gain traction and level up. So episode one, I'm going to just take this whole channel. I'm going to document exactly what I learn over the next 5 to 10 years. I've always been consistent with everything that I do. So hopefully I'll look back in this video in 5 to 10 years. You look back at this video in 5 to 10 years and you've gained a lot of nuggets along the way through this that have led you into a wiser, better, more full stack entrepreneur. So hit the like button, guys, comment and subscribe. We'll see you in the next one.